I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. British Prime Minister David Cameron flew to Russia today. It's his first visit there, and it marks the first time in years that Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin has spoken to anyone in the British government. Relations between the two countries have been icy since 2006. That's when a former KGB spy was assassinated in London. Here's The World's Laura Lynch.
The long, excruciating death of Alexander Litvinenko from radioactive poisoning still casts a shadow over UK-Russia relations. Britain has long demanded the extradition of a prime suspect. The Kremlin has refused. Litvinenko's widow, Marina, says she still wants justice.
I think it's very important for two countries, for Russia and for England, because before this case will not sort out, it will not have normal progress of relationship between two these countries.
It was a message David Cameron carried to Moscow today. Visa restrictions against some Russian officials after Litvinenko's murder remain in place, as does a refusal to work with Russian security services. But Cameron also brought an entourage of business people with him, and he seemed ready to move forward.
So we face a choice. We can settle for the status quo, where in too many areas we're in danger of working against each other and therefore both losing out, or we can take another path to cooperate and therefore both win.
Still, there are many, American politicians and business leaders alike, who are urging Cameron to get even tougher with the Russians, and they're focused on one case in particular. Bill Broder was one of the biggest foreign investors in Russia. In 2006, he was blacklisted by the Russian government.
I complained about corruption. They expelled me from the country. A young lawyer named Sergei Magnitsky stood in the way and tried to stop this whole corruption scheme. He was arrested, tortured for 1 year, and killed at the age of 37. It's a terrible, terrible place to do business.
Magnitsky did die in 2009 in a pretrial detention center from a heart attack after being accused of tax fraud. Earlier this year, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton introduced a U.S. travel ban and froze the assets of 60 Russian officials implicated in Magnitsky's death. Today, after meeting with Cameron, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev seemed to suggest corruption was an unfortunate part of doing business everywhere.
Maybe I'm revealing a secret to you, which you probably don't know, but corruption exists in Britain too. Nevertheless, we are trading with Britain and ready to invest in the British economy. This doesn't mean that we should not combat corruption.
Sir Roderick Braithwaite, former British ambassador in Moscow, is skeptical about efforts by both the Americans and the British to pressure Russian leaders.
The question is, what effect will it have on the Russian system to express these views? I'm all in favor of the kind of change that's desirable for us, but of course it's even more desirable for the Russian people. The question is, how is it going to come about? I don't think foreigners lecturing the Russian leadership is going to make it come about any quicker.
That seemed clear today after Cameron finally had his formal meeting with Prime Minister Putin. Putin didn't speak publicly of corruption or human rights. Instead, he highlighted the fact that British business has become the top foreign investor in the Russian economy, to the tune of nearly $41 billion. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch, in London.